Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, if you forget about those steaks on the grill until they're nothing but charred lumps of meat, your backup plan is probably as simple as ordering a pizza. What if the stream of income that you were counting on in retirement goes dry? Do you have a backup plan for that? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. And today on Wealth Creator Radio, you will get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. You know, we're talking about making sure that you have a plan in retirement. We talk about this every single weekend. When it comes to most retirements, Eric, what would be the sources of income that your clients typically rely on?
Well, the hard part today, of course, is most people don't have a pension. I mean, there's still some left. Obviously, government and teachers and some nonprofits, a few of them around here still have them, some hospitals, but pretty much most everybody, pensions are gone. So, you know, you're employer's not going to take care of you anymore.
Exactly.
So the hard part really is now it's all on you. Of course, you get Social Security, and you know Social Security should still be there. It's going to have issues in around 2035, but hopefully somebody in Congress will actually take action instead of just fighting each other and not doing stuff, and hopefully they'll actually do something to fix the system. But so that's still by far the way the main, maybe not the biggest source, but the main source of guaranteed lifetime income is Social Security. The hard part then is it's after that, it's all you. You know, it's all whatever you saved up, whatever you, whatever you've accumulated. And that's where things get a lot tougher because you need to have some sort of plan to do that. I mean, it'd be really scary just to, like you said, if the money runs dry and, jump into retirement and just think you know what's going on, and then all of a sudden you're 80 or something like that, and the money's gone, and now what do you do? And so that's gotten to be probably the number one thing that people should be planning on. Hard part is most people talk about their portfolios, they talk about their asset allocation mix, they for some reason don't think about how to get the money out.
Right. That is so true.
And so that's, that's got to be a big, huge issue is, how do you take that money out? And then also, which decade are you going to get? So, we have this one illustration where we show it's this Vanguard fund, and it's the from 2000 to 2017. And, we can run the numbers forward and backward. And if you never take any money out of it, like in the example you use, it has 500 grand in there. And from 2000 to 2017, that 500 grew to 1.2 million. Well, if you go from 2017 backward in time, you get that DeLorean to 88 miles an hour and, go magically back in time.
Right.
Then at that point, it's the same exact math. It's very weird, but if there's no withdrawals and you have the same rates of returns, the timing is irrelevant. There's no effect on anything. So even though the person who retired at 2000, they had the dot-com crash, so it drops to 300 and grows to 1.2. When you go backward, you have those bad years at the end. So it was way higher than 1.2, but then drops a whole bunch, towards the end. So they're same exact math. So there's no difference.
Right.
But what happens when you take out money? So if you start saying, hey, let's take out, in the example we usually use, it's 2,000 a month starting off, with that 500K. So 2000 roughly translates to about a 4.8% withdrawal rate, right? Which is, people say 4 to 5 or somewhere around there is usually fairly safe. Well, guess what happens when you have that money go from 2000 to 2017? You're down to $70,000 in 2017. And this is also, by the way, we're increasing for inflation a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you do it the other way from 2017 to 2000, you end up with 700,000. So the same exact portfolio, the same exact investment could either make you run out of money or make you do fine. What was the key? What's the whole, secret sauce, right? All it was is luck of the draw.
Right. It just depends on the decade that you were in.
Yeah. So yeah. It just did you get, you know, get a good decade or a bad decade? Uh-huh. And if you think about it, the 90s were a great decade. The 2010s have been a pretty good decade for the stock market. And 2000s were just miserable, right? We have, you know, the dot-com crash, you know, which is 3 years negative markets. And then we had the 2008, you know, 09 crash. So, you know, the S&P during that time frame had no growth. I mean, from 2000 to 2010, literally did not go up in value at all. It's gone up 300% since then. So everybody says, oh, just buy an index fund because you'll be fine. Really? Because that would have been horrible mm-hmm. in 2000. So the hard part is we don't know if that good decade is going to be your, you know, for most people, you have two or three decades in retirement. So is it going to be the good decades be a beginning, middle, or end? Or more importantly, when's that bad decade? Is that your first decade or your last one? Because if it's your last one, it's not as big a deal. But if it's your first one, you know, that lowers your money down for, you know, the rest of your life.
Right.
So, you know, so income planning is, you know, hands down the biggest thing to do is make sure how are you going to get the money out safely? How are you going to, you know, pay that mortgage if you still have it, you know, keep buying those groceries, doing those doctor appointments and doing the fun stuff you want to do too, getting out there and doing all those kind of fun, crazy things that you want to do in retirement, see all those sites. So, you know, the very first thing you have to do for retirement is have an income plan. And so we actually have a report about how to get these income bridges. How do you bridge these gaps between, you know, how much you want to spend a month and, you know, the difference between that and Social Security. That's how much of a gap you need. And how are you going to figure that out? So we've got a great report we can send you. Totally free, no cost, no obligation. We're not going to hound you or, you know, spam you to death or anything like that. So if you want to get a copy of that, it's super, super easy. All you got to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income 800-454-1184. Again, it's income 800-454-1184. Or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, I want to back up just a moment. You know, you mentioned pensions, and we do understand they are becoming a thing of the past. But the thing is, the federal government recently made it easier for companies to buy out employee pensions in a lump sum payment. So tell us what retirees need to know if they are offered a lump sum buyout. Does it ever make sense to take that lump sum?
Yeah, so I mean the biggest thing about a pension is a obligation from that old ex-employer of yours. And so how good are they? How long are they going to be around, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a family friend that retired out to he was 30 years a mechanic at SFO and retired out to Kentucky where he had some family out there. United went bankrupt years ago. He lost a third of his lifetime income forever.
Oh, my goodness.
And all of a sudden had to go back and get a job in his late 60s when he thought he was, you know, he'd been retired for several years.
Right.
All of a sudden, hold it, what? And it had nothing to do with him, mm-hmm. right? So it was just his company. So you do have to make sure your company is strong enough to survive. And so that'd be one issue about why you may or may not want to take the pension, you know, the lump sum, because the lump sum, obviously, once you get the money, you know, it's on you. So
yeah.
Now you have to run it, but it's out of the company's hands. So. You know, if they go under, you're okay.
You've got it. So, yeah, yeah.
Now, the flip side of that is I've got a client that, you know, she's a retired nurse from Kaiser and has a lot of health issues and, you know, other things. It made sense to say, let's take the lump sum because, you know, you have to do a comparison. How much income will you get for the rest of your life, you know, on that guaranteed basis from that quasi-guaranteed? Guaranteed is as strong as the company is, but... you know, that's really what we do here at Heckman Financial is we create that worry less wealth plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we go over that income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. If you want that income report, all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, income to 800-454-1184. Go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If life forces you to go to your backup plan, will you still be okay? We'll talk about that with Eric when we return. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Stick around for more.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plan, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creative Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, a healthcare plan. Do you have that? Even a legacy plan. Eric wants to help you create a blueprint to worry less wealth in retirement. So with a retirement plan, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. You just need some guidance from someone who can help you keep your plan on track. So that's what I want to ask you about. How often should we review that plan of ours to determine whether or not we need to make some major adjustments or some tweaks?
It kind of depends on, you know, your status in life, right? So if you're in your 20s or 30s, that should be really just reviewing, are you saving 15 to 20% of your income? Is it, you know, being well allocated? In terms of, you know, beyond that, you probably don't need to do a ton of projections because, you know, 30 years out, it's not going to be very accurate, right?
Right.
So, you know, when you're in your 40s, it's when you might want to start really, you know, looking at that, how on track are we, especially if you're trying to retire early. But by the time you're in your 50s, and especially, of course, your early 60s, man, you got to be checking that every single year. You have to have a written income plan. And that's not just, oh, I've got a portfolio and I can take out money and, you know, most likely it might work, it might last. No, that's not a plan. So a plan is actually a written document that shows you the money going through, shows you the taxes, shows that, yes, you're going to keep having that money. It's not going to run out. That's what a plan's about. And that's the critical thing. So I would say for most everybody, every year, check up on that, see how things are going. And just, you know, hopefully it's all good news, but sometimes it may not be. And then, hey, at least you know ahead of time, you might need to change things or maybe change the little standard of living, put some more money away if things dropped or, you know, whatever it is. But yeah, every year you should be, when you're, you know, 50 or especially 55 plus, checking up on that plan.
Now, I want to ask you about a financial fail. It's time in our show where you tell us a story about someone or a couple or whatever who have had an experience. You kind of call it the financial fail. In other words, it's something that we all don't want to do. And that's what I love, is we can learn from people's mistakes. And so tell us about a financial fail that you have for us today, Eric.
Well, this one's not as, well, I guess it's a little less specific and probably more general to a lot of people. But I really think when you're in your, say, at least 50s on, or even 40s on, these target date or lifestyle funds that were forced into all 401ks because they wanted a simple and easy way for people to pick kind of an investment mix. So what happens with these funds is, the theory behind them is, as you get close to retirement, you have less stocks and more bonds. Now, whose risk tolerance that is?
It's
nobody
ours.
Knows.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It has nothing to do with you, right? Because it's whatever fund company picks it. And mm-hmm. Who knows that, who that person is or group of people is. And there's no absolute of, you know, if a 2025 fund should have this much and this. Yeah, there's no rules to that. So you could have 10 different funds and they all have 10 different mixes. So you have no idea what the risk level is of that fund. And, you know, I have one client just recently and has kind of brought it up, was, you know, he's got 93% or something like that of his 401k in one of these funds. And he's been at the same employer for 30 years. So he doesn't have any other retirement plans or anything like that, right? Because mm-hmm. he's always been there.
Right.
And so pretty much all his money, other than his real estate, is all in this one fund. And The interesting thing is that one fund, when you pull up the stats on it, they actually had a nice little glide path. The funny part is they showed it from 95 on. Well, the fund wasn't even around in 95, but...
Oh, my gosh.
They were just projecting it. But that fund from... It's a 2020 fund, and so... Which we're obviously very close to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and,
we are.
And so from 2020 on, it's going to be 60% bonds, 40% stocks forever. They actually said...
Really?
They would change it from 95 to 2020, and then from there on out, it would just always be there. Well, what are bonds doing right now?
Well, interest rates are going up, so bonds are going down.
I mean, they've actually rates have actually gone down a little bit this year.
Yeah, just a little.
So most bonds are 2 or 3%, and then when rates go up, those bonds are going to lose value. Mm-hmm. And so the crazy part right now is he's got a huge amount, 60% of all of his money in really low yield performing assets, and you know he's wondering why his portfolio hasn't done so well. Well, that's why, because you know, he wasn't picking the risk tolerance. He wasn't picking how the allocation is. But the nice thing is that there is luckily a way to do it, what they call an in-service distribution, where since he's over 59 and a half, he can move some of that money to an IRA, and then we can have a lot more options. We have a lot better things that we can look at where they're actually truly guaranteed, but earning probably, you know, on average more than the bonds will be. And really giving them a lot more stability and a lot more return. So, you know, there are options out there, but, you know, you have to really look around and really know what you're supposed to be looking for. So, you know, that's where, you know, if you want to, figure out more about, you know, how should you be getting this money? What types of things should you be looking at? One of the things we can send you is like this checklist and this planning checklist will help you figure out what are these things that you need to be doing in terms of income, in terms of asset allocation, all that stuff. And so if you want a copy of this checklist, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
So today we are just talking about the fact that you always need to have a plan for retirement. I mean, that's the thing. When it comes to retirement, you've got to have a plan and it needs to be written out. Now, we know that anytime we're going anywhere, you know, things can go wrong. So what are some obstacles that we should expect to face in retirement that other retirees have gone through that you've witnessed, Eric?
Well, taxes is one, which can be super complicated because you've got all these different buckets of money. You know, you've got your tax-free, you're like a Roth, you've got taxable like 401ks. Then you just got your normal investment accounts and savings accounts. And however you take that money is going to really define how your taxes will be played out. And then the other part really that you have to watch out for is healthcare, of course. Healthcare. Unfortunately, for most all of us, there's going to be some sort of healthcare issue down the road, and you never know how much and how expensive that'll be. And so that's one thing you have to have some sort of plan for, and just normal life stuff too doesn't change, right? You'll still probably need a new car at some point, new roofs, all those types of things that come at you financially that you're going to have to, you know, to watch out for.
So obstacles are taxes and obviously inflation, market volatility, like you mentioned, and then obviously just the fact that we're all living a lot longer, right? So how do you work all this into a plan?
Yeah, so really our plan is to create the blueprint to worry less wealth. So what we do is we actually sit down with somebody. We have what we call a worry less wealth visit. So we help you hopefully worry less, find out what your concerns are. Yeah, you know, that's something we can create for you and your family. It's no cost, no obligation. We'll actually go through this whole planning process. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's when you say, hey, Eric, yeah, can we hire you? Can you be our advisor? Or you say, hey, that was great information, but, you know, not for me right now. That's fine, too. So there's no cost, no obligation. If that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is give us a call or text us even. And you can just text the word visit. So just if you want to set up that visit, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Text the word visit. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628. Or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
Hi, we're so glad you're with us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Today, we're talking about making sure that you have a plan. You have a plan for retirement. Fidelity estimates that the average 65-year-old couple retiring today will pay about $285,000 in medical expenses in retirement or medical care in retirement. And those numbers, you know, they seem overwhelming, but it's important to understand the true cost of medical care in retirement so that you can plan for it. So that's why we bring this up, not really to scare you, but to, you know, hopefully educate you. So, Eric, let's talk about how you even start to plan for that big of an expense with someone in retirement.
Well, first of all, just keep, you know, make sure it's included, right?
Yes.
Simple as that. I mean, the hard part for a lot of people when we talk about, you know, let's have enough money ideally to, you know, replicate your old take home pay and have that same kind of, you know, amount of money to live on. Well, a lot of people get health insurance through their employers and that's not part of their take home pay. That's, you know, before their take home pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if all of a sudden you're retired, you may now have to count that in and account for it. And the $285,000 number we're talking about is, you know, it's co-payments. It's, you know, expenses, prescription, you know, stuff, all that. We're not talking long-term care. We're just talking about just normal care. And probably the biggest, nastiest one is dental.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize there is no dental really when you hit retirement. And so I had one client that literally she was, yeah, very serious about it actually. But so, you know, that one can be one that probably creeps up on a lot of people and they don't realize. You know, the other thing is if you're going to retire before 65, you got to figure out how you're going to afford to pay for, you know, that medical and how you're going to get it. Where is it going to come from? You know, for most people today, I'd say $800 to $1,000 per person before 65. And that's a lot of money. So if you're thinking you retire early and you're not counting that cost of those payments in there, you know, that can be huge. Now, once you hit, you know, Medicare age, which is still 65, they didn't screw around with that one. And so it's not like Social Security where it's 66 or 67. It's just still 65 for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that Part A, which is just free. Part B is $130. You know, Part D if you want for the prescriptions and such. So then you usually get a Medicare supplement that covers all the gaps. All in, you might be like $300 a month. So it's not bad. It's actually not too bad on that side of things. But of course, there is always things it's not going to cover, not going to, you know, help you with. So, you know, those are the things to be thinking about is, you know, what's that cost of that Medicare? What's the cost of health insurance pre-65 if I'm trying to retire early? You know, we're not even talking about long-term care. You know, anything Medicare or health insurance only covers you for something that was more of an emergency-based type of thing or some sort of healthcare-related condition. They don't pay for chronic conditions. So the best example of that is, you know, say you've got a bad hip or something like that. You go in for surgery, you know, you get it replaced, and then maybe you have to go to a, you know, skilled nursing place to get rehabbed mm-hmm. for a couple months. As long as you're improving, they'll keep paying for it. If once the second you stop paying for it, and only go up to 100 days, actually, once you stop improving, then it's all on you. So if you have some condition that, you know, you end up at a nursing home or skilled nursing or need somebody to come into the house. And if you're not getting healthier, then that's all you paying it. That's no insurance anymore.
Right.
Those long-term care costs can be huge. And,
yeah.
And the hard part is the insurance used to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just literally had a client get 100 literally doubled her long-term care premiums. This is from a policy she bought in the late 90s. You know, she's in her mid-70s now, and they're jacking up the rates. So this is the third time they've raised the rates. And this is a company that always advertises, oh, we've never raised our rates. Oops.
Aww.
So, you know, there are some other better options for long-term care out
right.
there. And ones where you don't have to pay ongoing premiums, where you can just dump in money. And these alternatives to long-term care can be huge. And that's one of the things I think a lot of people should be looking for now is something like that.
Do you think that these high healthcare costs are prompting people to stay at work longer so that they can keep their current health insurance?
Definitely for people working to 65. I mean, I have a lot of clients that, you know, that's their main thing. Or the other bizarre magic age is 63 and a half, which sounds weird. But that's when, if you've got COBRA, you know, where you leave your company and you can get insurance for 18 months. Well, at 63 and a half, you can get insurance for 18 months, make it to 65, switch to Medicare.
Okay.
So, you know, and I even have one client, she moved to Oregon. She sold her house here, paid cash for a house up there. And she was, at the time, I think 58 when she moved up there. And it took her a while, it took her almost a year to find a job. But all she was trying to do was find a job that had health insurance that was like a no or, you know, very low stress job, something where she could just be there during the day. And then when she leaves, she doesn't check emails or have to do anything.
Right.
And
yeah.
So I have a lot of people doing that type of thing too, where they kind of want to downsize or their workload. You know, one of the things they'll do is they'll get some sort of quote easy job, but something that's health insurance. And, you know, and so, I mean, all these things are stuff you have to be planning for, you know, when you're talking about retirement and, you know, what should you be doing? So one of the things we can send you actually is a checklist that includes the healthcare questions you need to know, all those types of issues, along with investments, income, everything that really should be planning for. And so, you know, if you want to get a copy of this this checklist, it's really easy. You're not going to spam you out or anything like that. You just text the word retirement. So it's top retirement planning issues. We'll send that retirement guide to you. Again, no cost, no obligation or anything. So all you have to do is text retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, retirement 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
So we're talking about healthcare right now. And Eric, I want to just be clear that healthcare costs are not the same as costs for a nursing home, right? So again, let's just go over how you address that in a plan.
Yeah, exactly. So if all of a sudden you're not getting healthier and it's not a medically necessary thing, so like you just can't get around as well. Unfortunately, my dad has Parkinson's, so, you know, that's Aww. Definitely getting to be more and more of an issue for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so at some point you may need home health care or nursing home care. And so those things are not covered by insurance. Now, sometimes initially they might be medically related, but after a while they'll say, no, this is chronic, not a medical condition.
Right.
You know, and then you're on the hook. Then you got to pay for it all. And those costs today, on average, are at least probably $6,000 to $8,000. But really getting, I mean, six is pretty low anymore. It's really getting pretty close to $10,000 a month.
A month.
Month. I've got one client who's been paying for care at his house for his wife for 4 years now at around $10,000 to $11,000 a month.
Oh, dear.
So that's basically $500,000 that he spent now on her care, and obviously that's gonna make a big dent and a big hole in your retirement. Now, if it's just you, that's probably not as big a deal, right? I mean, you know, you can't take the money with you, right?
Right.
So that's not as critical. But the real big problem is when there's a healthy spouse that may live for 10, 15, 20 plus years after that spouse that's ill passes away. And before they passed away, again, they may have spent $300,000 to $500,000. So how is that, you know, you lose one Social Security check, so you keep getting the bigger of the two checks, but you lose the smaller one. And so you have less income, less assets, and now you got a long time to live. So that can be a very tough situation. So again, long-term care isn't a great solution, I don't think, anymore for most people. It's just you can't guarantee the premiums, and so many companies have raised them. But there are some really cool alternatives where you can just dump money in once, or some of them you can pay ongoing, and they can't do anything to screw around with the long-term care benefits. They can't raise your rates or, you know, anything like that. And that's the type of planning really that people really need to have, is how and when to take this money. How should they be getting their investments, but how should they also be investing to make sure this healthcare problem is taken care of? And so, you know, that to me is one of the biggest things. And again, so we've got the top retirement planning issues. If you want to get this report, it'll tell you all these things you need to be thinking about, all these things that really you should be focusing on. And again, all you have to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like Baum always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 26th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Even when you're planning something as simple as a family picnic, you have a backup plan for where to go in case it rains, right? Why wouldn't you have a backup plan for your income in retirement? So let's talk about income in retirement. Social Security is a big one. Do you think we can really count on Social Security for reliable income in retirement in the future, Eric?
Well, that question depends on your age. Mm-hmm. So if you're about to retire, if you're, you know, 50, 55, 60, I think you're okay, especially if you're closer to 65. The thing people don't know about Social Security is really what happens is it's not you putting money in for yourself. It's really all of us putting money in for people retired today. And it always works as long as people are working. So people will always be working, right? So there's always going to be some money going in. The problem is with longevity and, you know, how much people are taking out and how long they're living now. Right now in 2035, the latest numbers are Social Security will only be able to pay 80% of its bills. So it's like you calling up your mortgage saying, hey, you guys are okay with me only paying 80% this month, right?
You know what they'd say. The bank would say
well,
no.
They'd probably laugh at you, actually, right. What you just did, right? So so that's not going to be really a great solution. So they're going to have to do something on the way to that date. But, you know, we all know our Congress nowadays is more about not letting somebody else do stuff than getting things actually done, it seems like. So. So then what do you do then? You know, it's not something where you have to run out and go take it. I mean, historically speaking, they've never messed with people who are already getting it. So I don't think that's going to be the problem. But if you're 20, 30 years away from Social Security, yeah, there's going to be some changes coming down the road. So for those of you who are about to retire, then what you really need to do is you have to have a real Social Security plan. You know, you have to really know when to take it, what's the ramifications, what's the tax ramifications, what if you're still working some, are you going to lose a whole bunch of it or all of it to work? There's all sorts of different things that might, you know, throw in some obstacles. So it's stuff you can kind of ask Social Security, but they only ask you the questions that you know to ask. And so if you don't know to ask it, how are you going to know?
Mm-hmm.
And so really, when should you take Social Security? How should you take it? All those types of things. There's all these dumb calculators that say, oh, if you take it at 66 versus 70, then by the time you're, you know, whatever, 80, it would have been smarter to wait till 70. Well, those things are so stupid because what if you retired at 65? If you didn't get any income for 5 years, that means you probably spent down 100, 150, 200,000 of your assets.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done the planning before with people where we've actually seen that taking it 66 or 67, it would actually make their money last longer by having a smaller Social Security check.
Really?
And that may sound weird, but it's because they didn't burn down their other assets, right? They didn't eat them all up waiting for that bigger check. So again, you know, you have to really know how to plan for that. And that's kind of the biggest key.
And again, I think it's something that you don't want to do alone, you know, because there are so many unknowns to those of us who've never retired before. And somebody like you, Eric, can guide someone because you help people retire every day. You see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, especially when you're married, there's a lot more special rules around that because of you've got somebody else to take care of, right? So so lots of times guys especially or you know, my gender is bad about this, you know, where they'll say, hey, maybe I had the higher earnings. I'll just take my money because my money's bigger and we'll wait for, you know, my wife to take hers later because hers is big. Well, then the stats are 80% of men never see their plan if it was successful or not.
Oh, dear.
Because they die.
Because they're dying earlier. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 80% of women die, you know, single, either widowed, divorced, you know, whatever. But mostly, a lot of times, widowed. So they're living a lot longer. And so if all of a sudden you took the smaller Social Security or the bigger one and made it smaller and the smaller one made it a little bigger, well, that doesn't really matter because of this, the bigger the two checks goes for whoever lives the longest.
Uh-huh.
So if that guy takes 2,000 instead of taking 3,000 and she gets maybe now 1,500 versus 1,000, well, that's backward math.
Right.
It would have been way better to get that 3,000 for life. And, you know, then she would have been a lot better off. And so that's the problem with a lot of planning, especially if you're married. So you have to be very careful about how you plan this and really what's the best for your situation.
Yeah, what's the best scenario? So when would it be important to get a second opinion on our retirement plan then, Eric?
Well, once you hit that, what we call the retirement red zone, I know there's not much football going on, but but that retirement red zone is, you know, you typically define as 5 to 10 years out from when you want to retire. So if you're trying to retire early, it might be as early as 50, but for most people, I'd say 55 and up is really when you want to start saying, okay, do I have a real plan? Not an asset allocation. That's not a plan. If they show you a pie chart and say they move your money around in the pie, yeah, that's just investment management. Uh-huh. That's just investment planning. That is not a retirement plan. So what you really need to do is you really need to have an actual plan. So what we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we help you figure out your income plan, that investment plan, how to lower the volatility, taxes, what's the tax ramifications of all those different assets along the way. Look at healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth and something you really need to be focusing on. And, you know, one of the things is I did write a book called Worry Less Wealth, and, you know, that's something we could offer you today if you would like to get a copy. It's not a digital copy. It's an old school, real paper book where you turn the pages and everything. It doesn't need to be charged.
Yeah.
Nothing. Uh-huh. So if you want to get that old school paper book, we can mail it to you. So we'd have to get your mailing address. But yeah, if you want to text the word book to 800-454-1184, again, text the word book to 800-454-1184, and we'll send that right out to you. So again, text the word book, 800-454-1184, no cost, no obligation. Or you can also go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
So I want to talk about the kinds of qualities we need to be looking for when we need to find a financial professional to work with for retirement. That's another thing. You want to make sure that you get a financial advisor who focuses on retirement, right, Eric?
Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, if somebody's just manufacturing one thing, that's fine. But if they're going to, yeah, so maybe they just make drywall. Okay, well, drywall is fine. Yeah, it's good for walls, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't have a foundation, you don't have studs and all the other stuff, what's the drywall going to go into? Nothing, right?
So, right. That won't work.
You know, so you need somebody who can actually coordinate all these things. So if you are working with somebody helping you do, you know, again, what I like to really call investment management, where they were just managing your money, your IRAs, your 401ks, your other investments, you know, they're probably decent at that. You know, they may have been helping you with some insurance stuff too along the way. But most likely they're not helping you with taxes. They probably even tell you to go talk to somebody else for taxes, which is ridiculous because they're talking about capital gains, dividends, IRAs. Everything they talk to you about is all tax related. Yet they then say, oh, go talk to somebody else for tax advice. Huh. What?
Yeah.
So really what you want to do is you want to have somebody who knows how to do actual retirement distribution planning, because the math is so, so much different. I always kind of use the analogy of just, if you put an orange on a table for once a year for 5 years, how many oranges do you have at the end of 5 years?
Five.
Yeah. Some people usually say five, but
okay.
a five-year-old orange is pretty nasty and not something you would actually, our neighbors have an orange tree, which unfortunately we need to probably prune because keep getting oranges in our pool and those look really gross after a while. Not even, you don't need years for those, but really you'd only have one orange that's really an orange. The rest is, maybe a pile of penicillin or something at that point. But, that's the math in retirement. When you're taking money out, is very similar to that. You can't just say, oh, this money's going to keep growing and it's going to be the same, even when I take the money out. Well, no, because if you took money out in the fourth quarter last year, in 2018, and the market was down 20%, you locked in that 20% loss. That money doesn't come back when the market comes back. No, that money's gone. And so that's why you really need somebody who knows that distribution planning, knows how to really help you, and is really, it should be a fiduciary-based advisor too. You want to look at their background. You want to get references. There's a lot, you really want to make sure it's the right person because, you only get one chance to retire. And if you mess it up, it gets really ugly. So, one of the things, if you want to know what questions, the 9 questions to ask an advisor before you hire them, we can send you a checklist. Totally, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is text the word questions to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word questions to 800-454-1184, and we'll send that right out to you. Or you can go online to wealthgraderadio.com.
We learn from others, either by their mistakes or their successes. Well, coming up next, Eric has a success story for us, so we'll get to hear that and learn from somebody's success. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around for that story.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628. Or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Today we've been talking about how important it is to have a plan for retirement. So we've come to the time in our show where you're going to give us an example of someone's wealth success story. This will be a nice lesson to see how things can work out for the best. We always love a positive ending of a story. So what do you have for us?
Well, this is just for, it was just clients that, they're new, they're actually radio listeners, and they, called us and set a time, and neither one of them were, high-tech type, big income people. They never had huge stock options or, any of those things. But one thing they did is they just stayed in the same house. They didn't keep refinancing. They didn't keep taking money out. So now they've had that house paid off. And, they've done some savings. They actually inherited a little bit, so that helped them some. But, the nice thing for them is, just because they kept saving the money, not living crazy, they kept paying down that mortgage, they can retire on probably about $3,000 or $4,000 less than most of my other clients.
Really?
Because they've done all this stuff.
My goodness.
Because they're not having that mortgage payment. They obviously still have property tax and you still got upkeep and all that type of stuff. But, you know, because they, you know, weren't keeping up with the Joneses or whatever you want to call it. They weren't buying the newest, latest, greatest, and they weren't spending money left and right and kept cashing out to have more vacations and more other things where then all of a sudden they wonder why they have no money. And all those things that so many people do. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the answer is, you know, just only spend what you make and don't spend more and save some of that money. And, you know, it's all that stuff that probably your grandpa or somebody like that told you once, but, you know, it sounded boring, didn't sound exciting. So you said, oh, forget it, right? That to me is one of the big issues is how people are spending and how their money is positioned at retirement. Because if you have a lot of those, yeah, a lot of those huge bills, if you still have, I mean, I've recently met with somebody who still has about $7,000 a month mortgage and they're trying to retire. It's like, you got to have a lot of money saved up to be able to keep paying that. And you know, that's pretty tough to do. So, you know, so that's one way to, you know, really succeed. And it doesn't really take that much. It just takes a little bit more discipline. And so, you know, we can all use that for sure.
Okay. So pay down the mortgage. That's what you're saying before you actually have to retire.
Well, or just don't be spending money, you know, crazy that you don't have and, you know, doing all these big, huge improvements and other things. Because after a while, those are just going to end up making you work longer and longer and longer. And is it really worth it?
And in 10 years, you'll just want to redo it again.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Any final words for us, Eric?
No, just really just that is having a plan. I mean, you know, if you go to retire and you have no income, well, then you're unemployed. You're not really retired, right? Mm-hmm. You need to have an income plan. You need to have that investment plan. How much risk are you having? How much volatility? How much ups and down the market is your plan going to take? You know, really looking at the taxes along the way, which can be hugely complicated in retirement, like I said before. Obviously, healthcare, how are you going to pay for all those costs? And then lastly, legacy. You know, who's going to get that money when you're gone? And, you know, really that's to have a real plan. And, you know, so that if that's something you'd like to do, you know, you can set a time with us. There's no cost, no obligation. If you just want to find out what's going on and say, hey, yeah, I really need to start figuring this out. You know, we could even do a video or phone session first. So we offer that to a lot of people too to, you know, answer some quick questions. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show, and we'll be back next week. So thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.